Tehát a then we can make a question answer about different Sankirtan topics. We can make a question. Hari Namananda is also here.
Right.
Yeah.
He should come up, huh? Hari
Namananda. You have a seat for
him? Yeah, big one.
Big seat. Someone can make questions. Can try to answer. And I ask first to Tolinet Kamchandra Maharaj, maybe if he speaks something.
I don't have any questions.
Invocation, give him inspiration.
No, we had enough, but so anyway, the festival, hearing and chanting is our most important activity, nine processes of devotional service, shravanam kirtanam. So first thing is we hear, and then if one hears nicely, then he naturally wants to chant. He wants to repeat what he hears. The same holds true in any, even for the materialist. So the devotees, we come here, we've had very much opportunity now for hearing. Of course, we're chanting so much Hare Krishna, but hearing so much nectar, and hearing from other devotees, hearing philosophy, hearing about the Holy Dham. So we want to take it back and chant, give this to everyone. And it doesn't mean that we go back and tell them, well, there was a forest where, you know, Krishna did this or that, because most people aren't ready for that. For the devotees, we can tell, but for the public, we have to give them the books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But the potency is there from all this nice hearing that we had the chance to do in the Holy Dham, in the sanctified atmosphere, nothing else to do practically, just hear about Krishna, and chant about Krishna. So I know everybody's anxious to get back, but somehow or other everybody's still staying a little longer. So there are many things. People like to know what's going on in other countries, or what is the mind of devotees who go out and distribute so many books every day for so many years. Some devotees have never distributed books, but they want to. So everybody should give their contribution. Rohini Sutta Prabhu is, if you don't know, probably distributed more books than anyone else, any one person, over the period of years. And Harinamananda Prabhu is probably beating him just now, or very soon will, you know, be number, yeah,
double,
because he's doing so many every day, inconceivable numbers. So they have some, you know, realizations, and I personally want to hear, take advantage, and everybody should, so that we can also get the same realizations quicker. Some we get by so much practice, but if someone can tell you, then we can understand and also distribute so many books. So. Always takes time to get started with questions.
Here is nothing, why not? The same question you can say, is it possible to become beautiful? For everybody possible to become beautiful? That's the answer. According to our philosophy, yes, when you're taken to the suffering. Become a sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada. if it's a succession. In the same way, you can also become a very successful book distributor by the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you have to real desire. But as long as you have to give up sense education. Practically Sankirtan Samadhi, you have to enter Sankirtan Samadhi. Dive deep and make the book distribution. Perhaps become an instrument. And even when you become an instrument, you teach it on Mahaprabhu by following sincerely Prabhupada's instructions. And you even can become maybe one day better than Harinamanam. Who says that it's the best? And remember, this was a class Tamal Krishna Goswami gave in 1977. Prabhupada, he was in England, remember. He left Vrindavan and came to London. The last day. So he gave Tamal Krishna Goswami gave some lectures. So he told the history of the Sankirtan movement, about book distribution in America, how everything was starting. We practically five or ten DDGs, or not even that, in one day. Everybody was taught it was impossible to distribute big books till somebody distributed one or two big books one day. So everybody thought, wow, and he can do it, you know, let's try it also to do it. And so everybody increased in this way. So the competition going on, then suddenly they came on 5, 10, 20 books, and suddenly 50, and then 100 books. Then suddenly so many devotees that distributed 50, 100, or even 200, 300 books every day. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, can calculate in this way, by Krishna's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the day will come to have a distribute 1,000 books on one day. And then everybody, you know, you're shutting his head, you know, because it's impossible, you know, to this time, 1,000 books, you know, in one day. Then he said, why not? Why should it not be possible by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And when I was convinced of this mission. But then, actually, only 1 year or 2 years later, one devotee did his 1,000 book in one day. Mr. Ramvijaya in France, a very famous, did incredible amount of books in practically 10 days, it is 7,000 big books. Never heard of, unheard of, at this time, 7,000 books in 1 week, practically in 10 days. And to this time, the marathon there, 10 days, now we have 1 month marathon. But the marathon there going from the 15th, from the 14th to the 24th, non-stop practically. It is used so many books. So everybody was surprised. And then Hari Namananda, he had 1983 at the world record for Mahabig books, he did 520 Mahabig in 1 day. And 2,300 or 400 Mahabig books in 1 week. So it was an incredible amount of books. And even last year he distributed so many, with even double BBT prize, but much more Lakshmi than before. And so who says that's the limit? Who can say that's the limit? You think that Lord Chaitanya is limited, that Hari Ramananda is the best, and nobody can come even near to him or even better than him? That means they underestimate Lord Chaitanya. And to Sankirtan movement. But the prize is we have to become sincere. Have to give up sense gratification. Try to follow sincerely this process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Devanam Archana Vandanam Dasyam Atma Nivedanam. Then full surrender Atma Nivedanam Charanam, give everything to Krishna, take shelter by Krishna. That's actually success. Sankirtan devotee has to take 10% shelter by the lotus feet of Guru Krishna. And he's out there, not even when he's out there, all the time, even before. You see, the whole life of successful Sankirtan devotee is always meditating about the mission of the spiritual master. Like Prabhupada once said, the mission of the spiritual master is more important than the desire to go back home back to Krishna. And to have more intense desire to spread Krishna consciousness than the desire to go back home to Krishna. Then in this desire to fulfill the mission of and the instruction of the spiritual master, that's already the ticket back home back to Krishna. You don't have to have separate desire to go back to Krishna. That's already included. Somebody who always meditates about the mission of Guru Krishna, he is always absorbed, he's always in the transcendental, and he's always in spiritual consciousness. That's number one. Therefore, he's under the, how it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Shakti, Daivi Prakriti, Ashrita. Somebody who takes shelter, devotee who takes shelter under the divine energy of Krishna, Daivi Shakti, Ashrita, taking shelter, then such a Mahatma is a very great soul, he's very rare. So what we see all over the world, actually we are so few Sankirtan devotees who are going out and distributing books, preaching Krishna consciousness, even few Vaishnavas, comparisons to so many living entities on this world, even with human beings, we are practically a handful of people who are distributing Krishna consciousness. But these few devotees, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can have such a big impression to the society. They are actually real, like in the Mahabharata that describes Maharatis and Ikaratis, Atiratis. Maharati means somebody who can fight with 10,000 elephants or more. Soldiers. And the Atirati is even one who has unlimited elephants and soldiers he can fight. So by the mercy of Guru Krishna we can become such a Maharati or Atirati to distribute unlimited amount of books. Install the time bombs everywhere.
It's mainly a question of developing a positive attitude that it is possible, isn't it? You know, it's the whole thing.
It's possible. Impossible is in the dictionary of the fool. It's possible. It's possible to become beautiful. It's possible to distribute a lot of books like Harinam Nama. And when it's not possible, then our philosophy would not be right. It's possible. Not only one can do. But although you cannot be like Hari Ramananda, just try to do the best. It's like the example with Hanuman and the tiger. The example is given, you know, that both give the same amount of service to to the Supreme Lord. So the point is, one should not become puffed up as a Hanuman, you know, think, now I'm such a big book distributor, and you are a small one, you know, what's the use if you go in a house? Whether you stay in the temple, you know, ring the bell.
Or clean the floor, or something like this, you know. Serve out the Gautama, serve the Sankirtan devotees, serve me.
Then that's proud. Then Krishna is not satisfied. Like Lord Ramachandra, he chastised Hanuman by telling him, you know, did spider do the same amount of service like you? You give 100% according to your body capacity, and the spider gives 100% according to his capacity of the spider. So the main thing is that we endeavor as much as we can, according to our capacity, to serve the mission of ISKCON to the Prabhupada, to help these books go out somehow to the completion goal by less, more or less quantity. Doesn't matter. Just by endeavoring already, Krishna Prabhupada becomes satisfied. Just by endeavoring. But just by short giving the example, endeavor to go out regularly, although big or small, middle, whatever you do. And the next thing is the love, devotion, and the endeavor staying behind it. Like we always say, Prabhupada said, Krishna don't see what you give, he sees what you're holding back. Maybe some devotee who distributes a big amount of books, he can even give much more. Can you actually, could he actually do it now? Or maybe somebody gives everything practically now, and he can do so much. Doesn't mean, you know, that this devotee is less, or the other one is more. Then everybody gives according to his capacity. Although one should not only think, you know, now I have only this capacity, and he has this capacity, and I should not try to endeavor to improve more. You should always try to improve more. Better chanting, better understanding the philosophy, better become more purified, try to improve our distribution quality. Everything like to improve our sadhana. Actually, the devotee is always working on himself. He tries always to improve, to become better. He's never satisfied and thinks, oh, that's the limit now. And as soon as we think it's the limit, that means we go down. So therefore, it's always to, in the humble mood, to try and give always the credit to Guru Krishna and try to do always more, to do better. And then through the mercy of Guru Krishna, we can do more.
What I'd like to know is that when, like selling old poems, big books, do you like, you give them one, tell them about the first one, and if they're favourable, you try and give them the whole set in their hand, then do you hit them up for the cost price for the whole lot at the end after you've given them a whole handful, or how do you do it?
The point is you have to, I don't know how much everybody can take, you know. Some kind of accordion only takes, you know, 22 books. A little hard maybe, especially when you have the
32 volumes of English. You know, you can take 5 minutes maybe, you know, but you have to put it somewhere around. It's too heavy.
So, you have to see which books you have. And then if it looks very heavy English books, then you cannot take 20 books.
Yeah.
We tried with these 12 books, which are already heavy. Bent, you know, taken on the arm, through. Heavy than the 20 books, Hari Ramananda. therapist and on much more helpful.
I think he means especially how they buy from it.
Do you like asking for the money at the end after you've been terrible, after you've given them a whole lot?
Yeah, I want to explain, but first they have to understand how the circumstances, the different books, the size, the self-importance. So then you have this smaller book, a big book like they have in German, you have seen maybe. Then you take like 50, between 15 and 70 on the arm. Different kinds of books. They have got minimum 7-8 different books. Polynomials, maybe 10-12, even more different books. According. And so we try to present first, like one or two books, trying to make them interesting, tell them, today we have this book, to show this book to the people here. There are books about from the old Indian culture, philosophy, translated from Sanskrit. The Vedas about karma, reincarnation, so on. You also maybe have read already about this kind of books or philosophy. They're very nicely made, and then try to make them interesting in this way, to become attractive. They ask them questions. You like to read, or you have heard about yoga, you have heard about reincarnation, karma, and so on. Or you are vegetarian, maybe. So in this way, we try to get their attention. They ask also, maybe when they don't like to read, maybe some relatives, or children, or the wife, or friends, who also like to read. Or you can read it later when you are pensioners. Or when you are on vacation, or when you are sick. So we try to somehow get the attention, that they somehow become attached to these two final two books. And then when you see that they are more impressive, then we show them a few books more.
You place them in the hands.
Yeah, always put it in the hands. It's important. And then people don't take the books in the hands, that means that they're not interested. First they have to get somehow books in the hands. Otherwise it's no use to give them more. So then when he's interested, you give him more and more books and tell him about it, different Bhagavatams, can tell about any Bhagavatam something. So this way it gets attention. Then we tell them, today, most of the time we try to give him like first like 4 or 5 books. Tell them, they cost so much in the show, huge price. But they really cost, would cost in shop. And then today we tell them, we give them out today for the printing because we help to produce and to translate these books with our friends. And now we can give them for the printing price. But they will give more for our service or for ourselves. Sometimes they also say when they hesitate, a farm project by, biologic. What is it in English? Biologic?
Organic
farming. So this way, try to get a good donation for these 4 or 5 books also. Then they give a real good donation. Then we try to present him more books. Tell him, why you don't take the whole thing, you have already this and this, then you have the whole set here, whole encyclopedia from the Vedic culture and stories, Thai culture, philosophy from India, history, and just give something more, try to give something more. No, ordinarity is so better than so much. Big questions have a huge value. Let's try it again. The question of consciousness. When your consciousness is, how would I say, on the level, you know, these books are cheap, or they cannot sell these books, or people will not, they don't want the books, they don't want to pay the books, they don't will give the price of the books, or even anything of the books. Somehow we are furious to give to the presentation already, we have it already in the mind. Oh, will they give the Lakshmi or not? Or how much will they give? You know, and furious. You know, then they feel this, and then we get these people who give this, you know, little money. As we say, the $5 people, you know, or $2, or $1 people. And your consciousness is low, you know, and you have to give out somehow the books for cheap, you know. Then you meet these people. But when your consciousness is high, then you think actually these books are very valuable. You can actually not pay them. It's spiritual value is so high, practically impossible to pay with material things. Many people actually say, actually I cannot pay. I know these books are so valuable. How much can I give you? Then you don't know. You know that then you have not to speak with five. $5 or $10, you know, then you can go huge, you know, shop high. And they will give it, because they have already appreciation for the value of the books. Therefore they will give naturally more. And therefore these people have to give automatically also more books. And how more books you give, how more you get information. Every week we get some letters. Actually, I brought some with me, but they're all in German. So, it's Ahmed Abdul here. He brought also some letters with me. Appreciation. Huh? He's not here. Six? There are every week some letters of appreciation. How the book, how the people like the book, and even more books. They order more books. In the beginning, I remember 10, 12 years back, the people said, know about Switzerland. It was very difficult somehow for their readable. Only very few were real interested, you know. But they knew, you know, so many books, but they never, but they never read it. But now, because so many books become distributed in all these 10, 12 years now, and the devotees became more and more,
popular?
You know, nature, you know, to present the books in the right way, without agitation or cheating the people, ripping them off, you know, the right price, you know, for the price and value of the book. So this way the people get a very good impression of our presentation of the book. They see, you know, that this is something serious. Then something that is giving out cheap, or even for free, the people will take cheap. Like Prabhupada said once, when you give books out or literature out for free, then the people will think, you know, something is wrong.
Well, then you actually sell the book for the right price, then the people will pay and they are interested. If they use this one and don't have interest, why we should give them for a book, you know, a cost of maybe $7 DVD, you know, why should we give them one for 3 or 5, even 5 only, or only for 10? We should give them also something more. Then how more they actually give? But Krishna, for this book, it's for the spreading of this Krishna consciousness movement, how more they actually make advancements. How more big donation they get, how more they make advancements. And that, therefore, it's not only so-called compassion when they give them out books actually for free, or very cheap, but it's compassion, you know, to try to give out so many books as possible. They have compassion, you know, but they have concern with these conditioned souls, with these people, that they actually give out a nice donation for this book. Especially nowadays. Everybody here, practically in the West, speaking out in the West, you know, in Europe or America, Australia, they have not Lakshmi to pay double DVD back. And they're still cheap. And then the people will appreciate the presentation, and then they go straight forward on the merit or on the basis of the books you present. Because so many books are distributed, the people, the atmosphere becomes purified, the people become purified, like so many books already at their home. And also more propaganda is made now in the newspaper, in the television, in the media, in general, that about vegetarianism, about reincarnation, karma, yoga. It's already every house, every, you know, everybody knows about it. 10, 15 years ago when we spoke about this, you know, nobody was interested, oh, yoga, from India, but India has to bring us, you know. They're hungry now, starving. But now there's actually the more and more people that look to India. They appreciate actually Indian culture more and more now. And you see the people, even the Swiss people, although they're not the most intellectual, they're practically farmers. The whole Swiss, Switzerland, you know. The German call them, you know, the Kuhschweine, cow without cheese, or cows, or mountains, drinking beer, guys, red sheep, cakes, and red cheese. They're not the great philosophers. In contrary to Germans, you know, all the big philosophers come to Germany. They're the big intellectuals all over the world, they're famous, you know, Goethe, Schopenhauer, Hegel, all these big philosophers, they're famous. So German, this man had not even run. They're only farming. They know good work, they're good craftsmen.
Watches,
you know, handwork, you know, craftsmanship. But my brother, when he came to Switzerland, he said, Switzerland will be good for the Ramshaw community for farming. The best milk in the whole world is that Swiss milk. Swiss cow, and even all over the world. So actually we see that these two programs are most successful. The Brahminical, that means preaching work, book distribution, and this farm community. And that's what is working in Switzerland. And the people are attracted. They're attracted when they see that somebody who is religious, who follows somehow the law of the state, who is not against the state, who follows the rules and regulations of the state, and have a nice farm community where they work very hard to become self-sufficient. People like. They like so much, and they're such a nice creature.
Mm-hmm. sense was, this is philosophy that every dukkha is lila, means the Gita book, the person. But anyway, but any Gita book is where the Sangha is this, this, and one person then should become the Lord. Because this philosophy, never mind how you did it, what price you did it, what's the mood, the book will go. So can you speak about it? Because before you said it's very important to give the book a nice consciousness, and what the person will read it will be nice relation, read it. Very much important how you read the book. And I like this philosophy, I want to put it also in it, but I want to just contrast other philosophy. It says, no matter how you give the book is just realized. Krishna was already coming to read without the body and so many stories.
Yeah, there are many leelas. Every book is a leela, although we don't see it sometimes. So, you want to hear leela?
No, just to say, well, we should not do this.
Huh?
I want you to see this philosophy, that's all I'm asking.
He's saying that some people say that since the book, you know, is Krishna, and every book will find its way to somebody favorable. No matter how you give the book out, if you give it free, if you just throw it in the doorway, or if you cheat the person, beat the person, as long as they get the book and you get some money, that's good. Because ultimately the book will do some good. So some people say that, you know. So he wants to.
By hook and crook, we should give it out, even by cheating.
I'm going to come back to Israel and I'm going to preach what I have here. I said, hearing and chanting. I want to get the proper philosophy.
We're saying that it's important how you approach people and everything. I can give something. Because Prabhupada said that, like sometimes, not devotees were really, especially in Americans there have the tendency to do everything very enthusiastic way or something, but they were doing very cheating in order to sell the book and very disdainful towards the karmis. Oh, they're just, you know, karmis and they're going to hell anyway and we just have to give them the book and I'll never see them again, you know, and they're going to destroy themselves anyway within a few minutes with their bombs. Those kind of ideas were going. And sometimes it got so extreme that they were literally stealing, you know, but Prabhupada said this is not good. Ultimately, transcendentally, of course, you're doing it for Krishna. And ultimately then, you know, Krishna will accept well if you're giving everything to Krishna. But at the same time, we're supposed to come to the mode of goodness. A devotee's activity should be in the mode of goodness. So Prabhupada's answer was that these things are not going to develop any good qualities in the devotees, which is also part of the process. That one is chanting for his own purification, writing for his own purification, distributing books for his own purification also. So we want to do it very, very nicely and develop, you know, and no matter how nicely we do it, it doesn't mean the person we give the book to is going to be the person who reads the book. But he may say, oh, I met a really nice person and I got this book. Now if we cheat the person and he may throw the book in the garbage and someone may find it.
In this there's not so much cheating, but it's more like giving the book for a pair, like having a painting, and then giving the book for the painting. You pay $200, you give him $200. So it's straightforward, but it doesn't spread the book so much. You get like... Give the book to that for you and that person will give it to you for the person.
And Laura, when they appreciate or when you preach to them or tell them a little about the book, then maybe they like it. Because they like already your presentation, your pictures, you know, and they like the book.
Yeah, they like it. Even though I'm not sure they're really just say, okay, I want you to buy the book, you want to give it to me, I don't want to give it to
you. You know, that I want to say, you know, that it's not only one technique how to teach new books, and many techniques, many presentations and that time, place, and circumstances. But anything, maybe what is good in Switzerland or Germany or these places, can work in Israel or in other places. So we have to find out what is the right thing. but we cannot take the easy thing, you know, or the cheating propensity, or the easy just give it out, or, you know, the less money is possible. Educated people is not valuable. And that is already, I would call it four would have.
Preconception.
When you have this preconception. But there, anyway, they don't want the book, they don't want to pay the price. Therefore, we make the compromise. We have to give out the book to keep it. We should strive to endeavor. Okay. Maybe this is not only one leg, it can be through many legs. So maybe the can be through with this painting. So we are, you know, maybe the economic situation is not so good. We don't have so much love, cannot get so much luxury by endeavoring, you know. Then you give out this book to somebody who is there, who can do it. Some parties can go out with these paintings and book distribution, like I do out in Denmark or in Sweden, that is program too. But there's always a group of Brahmacharis or Sankhadharis who go out on the street or shops or whatever, you know, and try to do out the quantity. Okay. So there can be many programs simultaneously, not only one, by only one. Krishna consciousness is not only like this, you know. It's right. There are many, any possibilities to present it for all possible. So we should not, as far as possible, we should not treat them, you know, in a way that it can come back to the movement, that they can destroy the movement. Especially when you see in America, although it's a big country, they get so much bad propaganda. As it speaks in a small country, people don't listen to mind, you know.
Then you
don't meet the people, these people only once. You meet them many times. Yeah. You meet them many times, people every day, practically. So when you cheat them, then you are finished practically in 1 week. Especially in 1 day, you know, they can finish you up. You make something real heavy. Big countries go maybe a little longer, but the opposite is a little different action. Sooner or later, you will also go come to the same people. But the youth, when they are grown now, when they don't take books anymore, they maybe want a book. But they become so much agitated, they felt themselves cheated, that they threw it away. They never will buy a book again. But when you are sympathetic, and the devotee is very nice and personal to the people, then they will like it. And they will buy you. Well, but they buy you. And we can see this all the time. They buy the devotee, not the book. And they don't know what's actually in the book. But when the devotee presents himself in a personal way, Krishna conscious way, they will like it very much. And therefore they buy the devotee. And when they buy, because they become attracted to the devotee, when they go home, they think, they meditate about it. Although maybe they don't read it immediately, but minimum they will think about, oh, this person was so nice, and minimum I take this book, although I don't read it, maybe now I will take it in my bookshelf, and I take it always out for remembering, because sometimes you even read, you know. And then it don't become agitated, all the words about Krishna, about religion, about so many things, you know, that you are not this body, that you are a fool and rascal, surrender to Krishna. Heavy preaching, maybe. But they can accept it, because it was presented in the last day. But when you cheated them in the beginning, then although maybe the philosophy is top nice, you know, super under this, can have the best, I would say paraphernalia, but when you are not sympathetic, the people will not be attracted to this. So nowadays, you know, there's so many things that they can buy. according to their desire.
You should let them do as much as possible. I'll let some devotees who want to go off, you know, want to take a more little easy, have a little background, you know, place that they can stay, not always traveling to different places. But here, you know, it's tough. But our strategy is if everybody is possibility, you know, to come down full time, something down the road, traveling. It's the best training for everybody in the beginning. And then you see it will crystallize. No. If somebody that goes on, somebody wants to become a cook, somebody wants to become a butcher, somebody wants to become wants to open a preaching center, somebody has to produce the books, we have also have new books, all the translations, then all the books, all the books translated in all the languages, we have to have the whole set, so translation has also been going on. So we have to have the flows, but everything is connected with the great Sankirtan book distribution. Cheating means to tell some lies about the book what is not in the book. Tell them, you know, it's people ask you, is a book about manpower or about science fiction? Or you tell them, you know, we are collecting for the starving kids in India. I know there are so many stories I have heard, you know, how devotees, you know, again in their mind, because in their weak stage, you know, to begin to invent their own mantras and cheating propensity just for the result, you know, that they can become number one in the week because of this pressure. Therefore they try to all kinds of things, you know. Maybe nobody knows about it. Only with the time you hear, oh, this devotee, he is cheating with me. He says this and that. And then it comes back to the movement. We come back.
When you say the best book, when you say that this is the best book in the world, you're not cheating.
It's the best book in the world. It's true, right? It's the best book in the universe. Okay, for instance, when somebody says, you know, is this science fiction or some novel, it's like, you know, children books, you know, somebody asks, then you tell them, you don't, then you tell straightforward, but you don't look as a child anymore, you know, cannot read always children books, you can also sometimes read something, you are like more elder now, like an adult, you know. Should read something nicer, you know. Cannot always read the same books like in the first class, you know, in school. You have to go higher and higher. So why don't read something about philosophy or karma incarnation and nice stories about India culture philosophy? You will be satisfied, you know. Something old. I always only these kind of stories, I know something about it. It goes straight on, you know, can't preach. They appreciate it, they say, yes, actually you are right. They begin to laugh, you know. But then you say, yeah, because out of weakness, you say, yes, yes, sir. So, you know, sad, you know, you are right. Just to gratify their sense. But what you say when they say, you are from Hare Krishna. Sometimes the word is somehow in a fearful condition, you know. Think all these people that when they ask, oh, this is Hare Krishna, this is sex, very true. Okay. And they somehow want to cover it, you know, to avoid it, to go turn around it, you know, feel it. Then you have to be very enthusiastic and say, yes, you have heard about it, yeah? You like it also? Yeah? Very nice, you know, that you go on positive, you know, that's the book, you know, about the philosophy, you know, very nice stories, culture, philosophy, karma, reincarnation, you have maybe also heard about it. And then they forgot already, you know. You say, yes, yes. And many they ask, you know, just for the sake of asking. And the question is over, you know, then when you go very enthusiastic, go on with your presentation. And then suddenly then you go in the heart, you know, you go on the level of control. Then there's a surrender, you know. And then you can get the more and more.
Sometimes it does bring because the general opinion is what not so good. You know, propaganda, and there were some devotees, they were afraid to pick what is the real meaning of this book. But I also think that it's not so good because the result was always negative. And one question, is it right mentality to expect an immediate result from book distribution? Sometimes devotees ask, what is the use? You are distributing so many books, but no devotees come.
From there you know that the devotees don't come. You expect the devotees to and distribute these 500 books in this week, you know, the next week 500 devotees will join. For one devotee, you should not have this Buddhist mentality to see the devotees now.
Even after some years,
no. Many people that will chant at home. There is a book. And now, last time I met one lady, I met her already maybe 1 year ago, and I gave her some books, came out of the hospital. Nurse said she came back from vacation in Italy. So it was so much stress that she could get a collapse, nerve collapse, crash. She had to go to the nerve hospital, nerve clinic. So when I met her, she came directly from the hospital. So I presented her the book, and she was very nice, you know, appreciated of her meditation, and had a real book. And karma reincarnation, I believe in these two. So she became real fired up and she took about 3-4 books. So then maybe 1 year or so, met her again. She said, you will be surprised, maybe you remember me. You will be surprised. And now this time I come again from the hospital. I did the mistake, I was again going to Italy to get the same collapse again. Although last time she told me, I never forgot again. But she did it again, get the collapse. And then she stopped, she took again books. She had 6 books. She told me, she read all the books, they're fantastic. They're real good books, the best books. And when she was in the hospital, she was always reading Bhagavad Gita. And her, how to say, the other patient in the room, he also began to read the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, actually, this book, where you have gotten this book, you know, that's the best book I ever read, you know. So in this way, you know, you can see so many persons, although maybe we don't see them, that they come in the temple, they read the book. They like it. And I'm sure, you know, many persons, they give already up the body, you know, reading Prabhupada's book, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, without that they come to the temple. So doesn't mean, you know, that everybody has to come to the temple. Maybe they're not prepared now. Especially in some countries, people are so fearful, you know, to join a movement. we have movement. Everybody somehow, I know my personal thing, I was always very fearful to go in contact with tons of people, this organization. I was always go around it, you know. Never want to go in contact. As soon as I thought, oh, I had to become involved with the organization, even, I would say, sports clubs, you know, never went. Although I was sometimes interested, but never went to the football club. And I always thought I become conflicted.
Obligated.
I become obligated. So there are many people and things, you know. And when I go to this group, they will take me, then I obligated, and I have to go again and again, and then I have to, you know, then I become involved in the whole thing, you know. Then maybe I never come out again. So many people are fearful in this condition. Only very rare. So Bhavanam Chandanam Ante Gyanam Prabhupada Vasudevam Viti Samahatma Surlaba. After many, many births, somebody calls Bhavanam Chandanam Ante Gyanam Prabhupada, who comes to knowledge about me, gets knowledge about me. He surrenders to me. But such a soul is very rare. That's very rare. Who really surrenders to come to the temple. Most of the people, they're inclined to stay outside and practice somehow philosophy or religion at their home. And they actually will be surprised, you know, how many people are actually very favorable to Hare Krishna, although we maybe don't know them. Like in America, many years ago, right, they had a vote about how many believe in Hare Krishna, how many
No, people? I didn't mention her. What is your religion?
I was their religion.
And that was just for between the ages 13 and 15. And they gave, you know, is your religion Catholic, Jewish, Christian, whatever, you know. And then it said other. Didn't even say Hare Krishna. But the number of people who said Hare Krishna came out to be 500,000 people. And that was quite some years ago.
Now you can write it down.
And, you know, what to speak if you would have had it written in there that you could, you know, so they didn't have to think. So, and that's just that one age group, 13 years old to 18 years old. So, you know, it's, you have no idea how many people are responding in so many ways. And even without knowing it's Hare Krishna, like you mentioned yesterday in class, and you mentioned that, like in New Zealand, they closed 22 slaughterhouses. In America, there's one devotee he works in a university, he's a professor, and it's in a place where the only people business is a beef business, raising cattle. And those people have so much anxiety now because the sales of beef is going down so much. And their magazine said it's due to rampant vegetarianism. You know, and the beef people are fighting it. They spent millions of dollars advertising beef as health food. And all these things, you know, they tried like anything. A real person, you know, they have a beautiful girl saying, I don't trust anyone that doesn't eat beef. They tried everything, but still. So many of those people that are becoming vegetarians, they think, well, I'm like, hell, this, that. But it's all due to the influence of especially people reading Bhagavad Gita and meeting devotees, you know, and devotees demonstrating. You know, here we are, we're living without it. So, and so many things in America that they want to ban cigarettes completely. You know, they've already done it, like most airplanes, there's no cigarettes, and almost all public places, people who smoke cigarettes they feel like, you know, they have leprosy or something. They go into restaurants, if you smoke, you know, go back, you know, go in the back, there's a special place. This is actually, devotees can understand, this is, you know, these are like side effects. All these new movements where people trying to be in the mode of goodness and organic food, all these things come as a, you know, as a result. And then people are capable, if they meet devotees more and more and hear about Krishna, which is our duty, we don't have to tell them about these things, you know, so much. But if we keep telling people about Krishna, about the soul, about reincarnation, you know, some people may not take that, but gradually they'll understand it as they become true. We don't know how many devotees. Prabhupada said the historians are going to say, how did they do it? They took over the world, but they didn't do anything. You know, they just suddenly, there'll be so many people, you know, as they meet each other and they go, oh, you're into Hare Krishna. Yeah. You know, cause most of the people, they may be home reading, but they don't want to tell anybody. You know, even they quit smoking, you know, their friends say, why did you quit smoking, you know? Go, what happened? You know, why don't you drink anymore? Why don't you, you know? So they don't want to say, well, I'm a Hare Krishna in their job, because maybe their job will fire them, or who knows what will happen. But in due course of time, when they meet, well, there's another one, you know, and someone says, well, you know, pretty soon they'll say, well, there's enough of us now, we can do something. So we'll see. Prabhupada wasn't concerned, you know, that millions of people jumped up. He was concerned just keep distributing the books. There are so many people, there's 5 billion people in the world. How many books can, you know?
New series about the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is actually the book
after Bhagavad Gita. I know Bhagavad Gita leads you to the theory of the old history of the Indian culture. Maybe you have heard Mahabharata or Ramayana, or the high culture, story about the high culture in India, Sanskrit. So there are beautiful stories in it, you know. It's the first time now we get these books, 12 books. So maybe you can try to look in it. Beautiful, the drawings and showing, you know, maybe pictures and how it's never been out. So it begins to preach, you know. Can you see how it becomes attractive? And when it becomes attractive, then you give him as many books he can take. And when it doesn't become, then you give him the address and tell him why he comes to come to our center and this is giving an invitation to the preaching center, the temple, or restaurant.
Third question is even shorter. So you have your many books. So there's two principles. One is Lakshmi, you want to get a bigger nation. One is books, you want to give more books. So you have to balance, sometimes it doesn't go together. For example, let's say you want to give 3 books. Now you want to ask it for a bigger nation. And you get your bigger nation, how the minimum will you give him more books in the end? Just to give him more books.
Depends. When he likes to take more, and is also ready to give more Lakshmi, without giving out books for free, you know.
Even though he is giving more than you.
Yeah, first we try to give, that we try to give him more, you know, we try to give out the more donation. That becomes satisfied with the donation. Like Hari Ramananda, he never becomes satisfied. If somebody gives you $1,000, he asks, you know, for one more. At least something more, you know. Or buy from that, you know, he asks, you know. I give you all these, maybe you can give something more, you know. So sometimes the people give more. Otherwise when you see they don't want to give more, they are satisfied with that what they have. Then you, maybe they are satisfied with them what you gave them already, with a big donation. So you can give another person maybe a book sometimes, you know. Or you let him one more or so like this. Just to, you know, just from your point of view, appreciation, you know, that he is a nice person. And then he